In 1971, young Danes tore down a fence at an abandoned naval camp off Copenhagen to create the Free State of Christiania. Today, Christiania is Denmark's second most popular tourist destination. Located on an island in Copenhagen's harbor, it has more than 900 residents across 600 lush, unspoiled acres. But the people there remain something apart from Denmark and the rest of Europe. Christiania is the world's longest-lasting experiment in anarchy. This month, Christiania celebrated its 33rd anniversary with a Women's Guard parade, but no one knows whether residents will be able to hold on for another year. The Danish government is stepping up efforts to bring anarchy to an end. David Dunaway has this report.
From its beginning, Christiania has been rich in paradox. It's essentially illegal, but it's Denmark's second largest tourist draw, with its own newspaper, radio station, clinic, and elementary school. The people here carry Danish passports, but reject Danish law in favor of making decisions by consensus in general meetings. The Free State allows no cars, bulletproof vests, or hard drugs, but people here smoke cannabis openly.
This is a place where people go when they don't have anywhere else to go in society.
Honey Bee has lived in or near Christiania most of her 26 years. Her father is Franz Beckerle, a Danish rock star from the 70s. Her mom works at Christiania's vegetable stand.
This is social anarchy or a consensus democracy. Everybody is so engaged. The whole structure of the democracy here is being negotiated again and again.
But Denmark's tolerance is waning. The government supplies and bills Christiania for water, electricity, and sewage. But it wants more say over the woodsy, undeveloped land, potentially worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This spring, the Danish parliament created Law 205, requiring Christianites to register themselves in their lodgings. Under the law, residents may then be offered a chance to buy property at Christiania. Yet this violates the spirit of the place, says former resident Inger Larsen.
Then it's not Christiania anymore. Christiania is a gathering of people doing things together. You know, you move in, you don't own your own property.
Eva Christensen is writing a dissertation on Christiania at Roskilde University.
They will change the place and normalize it by changing the most fundamental concept of the place, which is that they have the right to use the place, not to own it.
Honey's brother, Jeppe Strobeck, is on the negotiating team for Christiania. They're debating three options from the government: private ownership, a public company that would collect rent for the government, or a fund allowing its residents to own it together.
Status quo would be the best, but that's not possible. Changes are coming. The idea is that we buy Christiania from the government.
But no one knows how Christianites would find the money, or even what the place is worth. Its houses stretch along a hill and a quiet lake in the shapes of bananas, butterflies, even flying saucers. They're built without code books, and the government wants to tear some of them down.
The parties are not that far from each other.
Riga Reiter heads the Christiania Task Force for the Ministry of Finance. She says her government's efforts to normalize Christiania are positive.
This was the one salty water injection that Christiania needed. I think they were falling asleep out there in their little houses, having their little nice one-by-one situation. I think they should be thankful.
Regardless of the negotiations, Christiania's habit of selling pot in public is unlikely to survive. The custom has long been a sore point for Denmark's government, and this spring it cleared out Christiania's famous junk-free hash market. Hasse Johansen is a former deputy chief superintendent of police in Copenhagen.
I think the law is good as it is because we have alcohol and tobacco and that's enough.
But Trine Skofgaard, one of Christiania's neighbors, says that the crackdown only drives the cannabis trade underground.
It's not gone because it will not be gone just because you tear down a few shacks. Somebody else is going to take over the market and then they're going to sell it in a different way. And you can still go into the bars in Christiania and get what you want.
Closing the market has sent many to basement hash clubs, which also sell hard drugs, something Christiania worked hard to drive out. Nina, like other tour guides here, uses only one name.
We all thought we could smoke a lot of hashish and say peace and love, and everything should be okay. So then we got problems.
On October 5th, Christianites and their supporters marched on Parliament to protest what they consider governmental interference in their free state. In all, 10,000 people were there, and like most of Christiania's demonstrations, what began as a speech turned into a street dance. The demonstrators say they want to protect the spirit of Christiania. Neighbor Trina Skofgaard.
If they close Christiania, they're going to tear out the wild heart of Copenhagen. Yeah, I think at some point they'll probably move in with bulldozers. I really sincerely hope that we're all going to be out there in the streets fighting for this spot.
Christianites have till January 1st to register themselves with the Danish government. By then, it'll be clear if negotiations are working. What remains unclear is how far Christiania can go to meet the government's demands and still remain an experiment in anarchy. In the end, Christiania resembles the miniature sailboats off its shores, their sails flying Christiania's red and yellow flag. Whipped by the wind, they somehow stay afloat, tethered, but free. For National Public Radio in Denmark, sort of, I'm David Dunaway.
Christiania Blues. The Christiania Blues, performed by Nico Ambelas, and you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.